Lord's Day 52, this is the last petition, but also the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. And so let's go through these questions together. Lord's Day 52, what is the sixth petition? And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment, and besides our deadly enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, assail us without ceasing. Be pleased to preserve and strengthen us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we firm them and not be overcome in this spiritual warfare. Until finally, complete victory is ours. How do you close this prayer? For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. That is all we ask of our King. Having power over all things, you are willing and able to give us all good, and that thereby not we, but by your holy name, may be glorified forever. What is the meaning of the word Amen? Amen means, so it surely be. For my prayer is much more certainly heard of God than I feel in my heart that I desire these things of Him. Since of God, our prayers, especially reflecting the Lord's Prayer, is about our desires. We desire God's glory to shine on earth. We desire for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We desire for these things that we need for our daily bread, for forgiving one another, for forgiveness of ourselves and for one another, and that we may be not led into temptation. But all of it is for ultimately our desire for God's glory to be seen and known on earth as it is in heaven. Why do we desire these things so strongly? Because everywhere in creation where sin is present, God will make an end of it. The apostle reminds us that all creation groans. It groans because of this curse of sin and death as God awaits to finally say, enough. So why do we yearn for God's glory? Because that would mean we will no longer have to lock our doors at night. It would mean no more children would have to go to bed hungry, not knowing when their next meal will be. It would mean no more women being victims of assault or rape. It would mean no longer morally bankrupt politicians and world leaders pushing down their agenda to create more death and more suffering and more confusion. It would mean no more mothers choosing or feeling forced to end their own child's life in the womb. It would mean no more boys growing up without a father. It would mean no more eight-year-old girls being stripped of their innocence because they're victims of human trafficking. It would mean no more families being pulled away too soon by cancer or car accidents or gun violence. It would mean no more Christians around the world being persecuted for their faith. As we pray for God's power, kingdom, and glory to be shown, we are calling for the end of all sin. Where sin, evil, and death are no more, where God finally says, enough, the time is now, the kingdom has now come. But even as we groan with creation, we do not do so without hope. We do so placing our faith in our Savior who mildly laid His glories by, who was born that man no more may die, placing our faith in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ who ended our sins, who holds the keys of death in His hands. We place our faith in the King of all kings who reigns in heaven and who will bring His people home and who will bring judgment on evil. He will put the final nail to death's coffin. In the Old Testament, in Isaiah 65, it says this, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying." If you're familiar with those words, they should sound familiar because they come reflected in Revelation 21, where John hears a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacles of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, sorrow, or crying, no more pain, for the former things have passed away." And then Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." That's why we pray for God's kingdom to come. That's why we pray for his glory, for his power to be witnessed. Because when it happens, Christ will be all in all. Amen.